Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to Loudmouth Radio. We are live in the Great Atlanta area. It's a wonderful evening to be live on air tonight. As always, we are broadcasting right in your ears at loudmouthradio.com. You can actually listen to this live broadcast at blogtalkradio.com/loudmouthradio. And if you have a desire to be a part of the conversation, feel free to call in at 347-826-7520. Tonight, no other than our special guest on Tea Time will be the owner of You Got Next Barbershop, Janet Maynard, who is coming to us directly out of the Douglasville area in the metro area of Atlanta. And this is always an exciting time to be on air as we're preparing for new shows, new content, new guests, and always new audiences, ears who are listening to us. So if you're on social media and you want to tweet or drop us some lines on Facebook, you can find us at Loudmouth on Twitter and at Loudmouth Radio, as well as Facebook at Loudmouth Radio Network. So I want to go straight in. I know my buddy is on the line ready, and I'm sure she's really anxious to share with the world about her business, You Got Next. Janet, are you on the line with us tonight?
I am. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. You know, I'm gonna give the political correctness of this opportunity to have you on air, and then we'll have the backstory of just how long our relationship stretches back. But
yeah,
we definitely want to start off with, you know, just overall having a blessing to have you on air with us tonight for you to share with the world about your business and, you know, who you are and what you do and. If you want to be a part of this broadcast and speak to us live, you can always dial in. I'm going to get that number again. It's 347-826-7520. And, Janet, how does it feel? You are the wonderful, successful, and professional owner of a great barbershop in the Douglasville area.
It's new, but it's... When I was in the last barbershop that I was at, I took only barbershops, so it's new. I have always been the boss. It feels good.
Okay.
I'll say that.
Say that last part again.
I said it feels good to be the boss. Happy about it.
Feels good to be a boss. Okay.
Very happy about the establishment. Very happy about the people that's working inside of this.
Working, you happy about the people you got on staff? So, let me go right in with you. I know that you have had some opportunities to participate in some barber battles. I know that you have been honored with different profiles in the Barbershop Magazine. So, if you would share with our audience, you know, what led you into becoming a master barber, and you know, a little bit of your backstory of how long you've been in this industry.
I've been cutting hair now. Because I was sick of my job working inside of the warehouse. I wanted to be in a position where people will appreciate me because I knew that I was a good worker on whatever job that I was at. So I just got barbering.
Okay, Janet, wait a minute. Let me stop you for a second. I don't know if you're talking to me on the speaker or something like that, but try to... give me as best connection as you can, because I'm hearing a little bit of spasticness in every other word.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me better?
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, that's much better.
Yeah. So I was just taking my job, so I said, you know what? I'm going to school to be a barber. And then I went to school to get the knowledge, but I really wanted to own the barber shop, but they said I couldn't own the barber shop and I had to go to school first because the state board was going to be because I didn't have a license. So I went to school and I got the knowledge, and this is where I am now. But when I went to school, I was the top dog in school. I went and joined barber contests around in the area. I participated in the Brother Brothers contest before once. I think I did that twice. And then I actually won the John Belt contest, barber battle, for students when I was in school. So I don't know. It's a passion for me now, but I didn't know it was a passion for me. But I love what I do. And that's what brought me to this year. Working 7 days a week, free haircuts, and showing love to everybody that comes and sit in my seat.
Amazing. So how long have you been in Douglasville overall?
I've been in Douglasville since 2000. I've been in Douglasville since 2000. I went to school in 2009 and got out in 2010. So I've just been cutting for that long. But I love what I do. I can't hardly sleep about it.
That's awesome. I'm going to tell you, if you would share what it means, because a lot of times people say, oh, yeah, I just cut hair. But could you explain to our audience what it really entails to be a master barber?
What it really entails to be a master barber, the people come to you more than just the haircut. You know, being a master barber, it's just not only cutting hair, but you're counseling people. You're talking to people about all kind of things. You're mentoring people. So it's more to it than just cutting hair. I treat the people like with family. That's why I feel like I got so many clients coming to me, because I treat them as very personable when they get inside of my seat.
Amazing. And from an educational perspective, correct me if I'm wrong, but as a master barber, you're able to have people work under you as an apprentice.
Right.
Because you are a master barber, isn't that correct?
Right. I do have apprentices working inside of my barbershop. And even if you're not an apprentice, I stay proactive with my barbers, you know, trying to make sure that they are sending out perfect haircuts. Perfect. That's what we're trying to send out, perfect haircuts and great customer service.
Absolutely. I think it's important that, there are people out here that are considering, you know, maybe going into this industry. And it entails commitment. It entails some laboring. How many hours are required for you to get your master barber license?
1,500 hours if you're going, you know, to school. If you're apprenticing, it's 3,000 hours.
And could you share what the difference is as far as going to school and apprenticing?
Well, the difference between going to school. Well, this is going to be actually my first time having somebody apprentice under me. But the difference between going to school and apprenticing, you go into school to learn how to be a stylist and how to be clean and sanitary, I feel like. But when you're apprenticing under somebody, most people that are apprenticing are people that's already been cutting hair for years and they just want to get the license and sick of running from the state board. So that is the difference between being the apprentice working in the barbershop and the person that's going to school. But now the difference that will be between me is I'm going to treat it just like a school. I'm treating this just like a school. I watch cuts. I go over there and I assist cuts. With my apprentice, even with my regular barbers, has got licensed because we got the Jordan logo on the floor with clippers and scissors in the hand, and that's what we need to be cutting like. So that's what I go around the room to make sure that we are cutting.
I understand. So the reason why I was asking these questions is because it may be somebody that's going to hear this broadcast and, you know, because you'll be surprised how many people on Facebook, we call it Facebook stalking, where they just kind of sit and watch. They don't necessarily say things, but they watch people. And, you know, I'm sure you probably have been an inspiration to many people I go from my own experience when I had an opportunity to see a shop for the first time last week. one of your barbers spoke vividly about how you have become an inspiration to him. You've helped him to get his life on track. You know, there's a lot of people that may be looking at considering, you know, making a career choice. So I wanted to ask those questions for those who may have heard, you know, these statements or heard somebody say, well, you can apprentice versus going to school, and they may not be clear on it. Now, if you were to apprentice, you still are required to go and take the state test. Is that right?
Yes, you are. You are. But you got it. It's going to take you a few years to get it because it's like 3,000 hours. So it's double the hours that you would normally get if you went to school for the year. So, but when you get done, yes, you do have to be prepared for the test. But it's book work done in here, workbook and book work, studying in the book. So we got books in place for the apprentice, too, to learn the book part about it. So they're not just in here cutting hair. They're in here in the book work, too.
Absolutely, I can understand that. Let's take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to narrow in a little bit to find out about this awesome barbershop that you got in Douglasville. So we're going to come right back, and we're live on Loudmouth Radio.
All right.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Carolyn McKenzie. I'm founder and president of Mental Health in the African American Community. Suicide claims about 40,000 lives every year in the United States. Traditionally, African Americans have felt that suicide wasn't as much of a problem as it is in other communities. However, a pattern has emerged among African Americans that could contradict reports of low suicide rates among blacks. Mental Health in the African American Community is a national nonprofit organization based in Stockbridge, Georgia. I started this agency because my niece had a mental breakdown and stabbed me and killed herself. We are doing something. Every Monday night, we have an open discussion called Let's Talk About It. Please come check us out at 125 Eagles Landing Parkway, Suite 121B in Stockbridge, Georgia. For more information, call 770-873-4496. That's 770-873-4496. Or visit our website, mhiaac.org, mhiaac.org.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
Bubba Max, located at 5620 Fairburn Road in Douglasville, Georgia, is serving up the best Philly steaks, wings, burgers, and salads in the Douglasville area since 1997. Open 7 days a week right off the Interstate I-20, exit 37, next door to Pizza Hut. Make sure you visit them online at bubbamax.com. Once you go Max, there's no turning back.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
All right, and we're live with Janet Mayer with You Got Next Barbershop. Janet, you still with us?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. So I got to tell the audience, the listening audience here, Janet and I, we actually extend back in our friendship almost 20 years. We met through a mutual friend in Savannah, Georgia, where I actually went to school undergrad at SCAD. And Janet, that's pretty much home and your stomping ground. So, yes, you've actually left Savannah. You left Savannah way before I did. And you've been in Atlanta now how long?
Since 1996, almost 20
1996.
Years.
1996, exactly. So please share with our audience. So I got to say, well, our friendship's got to extend beyond that then because we started hanging in Savannah before you even moved to Atlanta.
Yeah.
So, As an entrepreneur, what is it about Atlanta that makes you feel comfortable to invest, you know, economically into a business and you know, provide a community a service such as you are with your barbershop?
The thing about Atlanta is it's the number one place to come for all new fads, fashion, hair, whatever, you know, so... Just knowing that, that's the mecca right there, you know, for hairstylists or barbers, anybody that's got anything to do with hair would this is where you ought to want to be, because any fan that has come out and is coming out or whatever, it comes straight to Atlanta. So I want to be a part of that movement when it really gets even bigger.
Okay, I mean, you made a good point. Let me touch on something. So do you feel like, and you made a very valid point, Atlanta is a huge market for the hair industry. You mentioned earlier that you participated in some hair shows like Warner Brothers, which is internationally known as one of the largest hair shows right here in Atlanta. And matter of fact, I spent some time in Douglasville and noticed that there is quite a few, like in most areas throughout Metro Atlanta, quite a few barbershops and hair salons. So
right.
Why do you, you know, with you being amongst the Mohicans here, as you say, how do you feel your place of business separates you or makes you stand out from the rest?
Well, what makes me stand out from the rest, first of all, is the customer service. Customer service is key. Okay, then when you come inside of the barbershop and the feel that you get once you walk inside of the barbershop, it's just amazing. You have to come and see it for yourself, what you did, you know what I'm saying? So I got to say my customer service, of course the hair cutting, and then just the feel of the barbershop, the family-oriented feel that we have going on inside of here.
I understand. So for you, when you look for barbers, because I know, let's talk about your shop. We have a sizable shop. Could you share with the audience the layout of it, the size of it, you know, how many barbers you have, how many room, do you have room for new barbers? You know, share a little bit about your shop.
Right now I have a 10-tier barbershop. I have 5 barbers in here right now. I have 12 TVs, the Xbox, the PlayStation with all the newest games on it. We have the air hoses going through the ceiling so that we can blow the hair off the people instead of brushing the hair off, because that's not sanitary. We got the logos in the floor. We got 2,400 square feet. We got a lounge in here, old carpet on the floor. It's just a real homey feel when you come in. It's amazing. But before I even got any of this stuff, I did my research and I looked at other barbershops in the area, and I looked at other barbershops online to see what they had and what they were doing and what they were not doing, and then I just put it all together. Now, I came from out of the mall, so in the mall, you're able to go and shop. You can go to movies, or you can just walk to the mall. So, and I had a lot of clients over there, so I know that coming over here to the barbershop on the street outside of the mall, I'd have to make it and feel some kind of way in order for the people to stay in here and wait for me like they did inside of the mall. That is the major reason why I made this place look like this, because I knew that the people were going to have to wait. So I didn't want to think about the time they will be waiting, so I put all of this stuff in here in place to occupy their time. So this 2,400 square feet is for the people to be comfortable.
Awesome. Make them comfortable. All right. So, you know, why did you choose to suit out your barbershop with 10 feet?
Say that again now.
I said, what made you decide to set up your barbershop with 10 chairs? Because that's not the average. You see a lot of, you know, you see a lot of, most shops, maybe like, you know, 4 to 6
right.
chairs. You know, 10 chairs to me, when I see 10 chairs, and this is your first barbershop, am I right?
Right.
Well, the first one you've owned. So,
right.
To me, that spells a lot of vision, you know.
Right.
That's an aggressive approach to say, look, I'm here, I'm establishing myself, I intend on being here.
Right.
And it shows a lot of charisma and courage
right.
to open up a location and to start off with 10 chairs. And, guys, honestly, I know she's describing it, but we're gonna post some pictures and stuff on our blog so you can see it, and into our social media on Live Mouth Radio. But by far, you can see the care. And we're not going to leave out Butter. Butter's right there with you.
Yes, here with you. She does all the natural hair in here.
She does all the natural hair. So you have natural hair plus the barbering services. So, you
right.
know, I think what's really essential about, you know, barber and beauty services is that it's a personal service. And it's really important that, what I say, operators, because a lot of times people that are licensed, sometimes they get, some people don't have the same outlook on it that most have, but it's a business.
Right. When
you get that license, that means you're ready and available for business. And so with that being said, you know, people come in, and most times, you know, Janet, you mentioned how you have people, you're talking to them, you know, that's their downtime. That's the time where they come and they want to get pampered, you know. Most times, most haircuts are equivalently about 15, 20 minutes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you, I have been a victim of the 2.5 hour lay down, and you've got next barbershop.
Yeah.
It's extremely comfortable. So, you know, how... what goals do you guys have from this point? You've got the place open. You have half of your place suited up with barbers right now. So out of 10 chairs, you got 5 barbers in them. So how long have you been open?
I've been open since March the 1st.
And so we have 6 months.
Yeah, 6 months. I put so many chairs in here because the thing about it is I got probably about 500 or 600 clients myself, so the place is big enough really for me to bring my clients in here. But because I didn't want to work alone, I just added more people in here. And then I got a deal, too. We ain't going to talk about that.
And you
but
got
I
who?
Got a deal to come in here. So, yes, he will. So to have all these barbers around me, I just wanted to have to be around other people, you know, and to bless other people too, you know, because I feel like it's a blessing for them to even be here because of the type of barbershop that it is. The thing about it is I don't know of any barbershop in Georgia with the same amenities that I have in here set aside for these people and my barber. I haven't seen it, and if it is, show it to me.
Hey, I'm not mad at that. So what would be something that you want the public to know that you haven't shared at this point about You Got Next?
About You Got Next. And You Got Next, I think I said it. It's nothing better than what I just said. We're family oriented. Customer service is impeccable. We're here to service you in any way. And like I said, it's not just about the barber. Socially with the people, we are some kind of way with the people too. So that's why the people continue to keep coming to us, because of the family oriented, you know, a feel and effect that we have inside of the barbershop. Like I said, you haven't been here to see all the kids and stuff that be in here playing. So I have the kids in here 12 hours before. And they come in here and do it all the time. If they just sit in here and play the game or just, you know, run around, which we don't like them to run around in here too much, but they'll come in here and do it. But just a family-oriented feel. And I say that because coming from the mall, you got the guys in there, you see the women come in the barbershop, and you're making all this noise about the women, and you're talking about them under your breath, and, you know, things like that. People don't want to come into the barbershop and feel in all kind of ways. They want to come in and get the haircut and get out. But if they got to be in there, make it feel like they're at home while they're there. So, coming from where I was, I didn't want it to be like that at where I'm at.
I understand. So let me make emphasis on this too. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say. Share with the audience. You had a community event that you partake in, I believe, a weekend or two ago. That you offered some services at the park.
Yeah. Every year we go and You Got Next. goes out into the park where Willie Watkins' funeral home, if you've ever heard, I'm pretty sure you've heard of Willie Watkins, and they do a Labor Day event every year inside of the park, and there's hundreds of people coming out there, and vendors also giving out free services to the people. So this year, we did almost $1,000 in free haircuts and dreadlocks and braids services this year. All the barbers went out there, and this year, usually I go out there as you got next by myself, but now that I got the barbershop, we went out there as a team. So I had all my barbers out there, and Butter, she went out there and sick and all and did a couple of dreads and the braids, and we just had a good time giving back, you know, to the community. And that's something that we always do every year. And that's not the only time that we give back. In the summertime, I do free haircuts in the summer. One day in the summer, we do career day in school. We go and do that. Halloween, I'm having a big Halloween party here for the kids, and I do that every year. Even when I was in the mall, we did Halloween party there. Christmas time, I give out 100 free haircuts for Christmas and 100 gifts to the kids. And Easter time, we have an Easter egg hunt and Easter candy and Easter bunny. It's just a good time. We all for the kids.
Absolutely. I think that's to be commendable. I know when we had talked, we had just coming off of doing that, and $1,000 worth of haircuts, that's a nice amount of haircuts. So you guys have left a lot of people in the park with your services. So for how many days are you guys open? What are your hours of operation over there?
We are open 7 days a week, Sunday and Monday. We're by appointment only. Tuesday through Friday, we're 10 to 8, and Saturday, we're 8 to 8. But if they come to me, I come in as early as 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'll stay as late as 8 o'clock, but I don't want to. But I come in at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with Janet Maynard, and we got Max on the side.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network. Insurance Associates Atlanta, formerly Mathis Insurance Services, is an independent agency offering personal, commercial, life, and health insurance products to meet the needs of your business and your family. We specialize in helping you protect all of your assets, whether you're purchasing insurance for the first time or searching for better products at a better price. Feel free to contact us at 770-483-0310. We're conveniently located at 1030 Remington Drive in Conyers, Georgia. Visit us online at insurance-iaa.com.
Are you ready for the best pizza, wings, subs, salads, desserts, and more? Stop by Pizza Day at 5248 North Henry Boulevard in Stockbridge, Georgia, open 7 days a week. Contact us for your daily lunch and dinner specials. You can like us on Facebook at It's a Pizza Day. Also, make sure you visit our website at itsapizzaday.com and order online. Delivery is also available, and if you haven't heard, let them know that you heard this on Loudmouth Radio.
We're back live, and we appreciate all of our media partners as usual. We are definitely, definitely appreciative of our media partners. We always want to recognize them when we're on air. So we always want to make sure that they're feeling welcome and heard while we're broadcasting. We're live on loudmouthradio.com. Tonight we have Janet Maynard and You Got Next Barbershop. And we want to thank Bubba Max of Douglasville, Pizza Day of Stockbridge, Sharon Mathis Insurance, Insurance Associates of Atlanta in Conyers, Georgia, as well as Mental Health in the African American Community, a nonprofit organization right in Stockbridge, Georgia, as well as From Words to Action Outreach Ministries, which you can find them online at FromWordsToAction.com. So, Janet, we are back live, and it has been an amazing show thus far. With your barbering services, you guys did mention you also have natural hair care. So could you elaborate on what you guys provide in the natural hair care aspect?
You said, say that again.
I said, I know you guys talked about the barbering services. You also mentioned that you guys provide natural hair services. Could you elaborate a little bit on that as well?
On the natural hair services? I'm going to do even better than that. I'm going to let you speak to the natural hair service care person. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello.
Greetings. Welcome to Loudmouth Radio.
Hello, how you doing?
You're doing fabulous, honey, fabulous. So, Ms. Nicole, please share with us. We've had a great engaging conversation about the barbering services and barbershop. I said, okay, we got some natural hair going on that you got next. Can we have some representation, please?
Well, I do all the natural hair in here. I do braids, dreads. I make wigs. I do protective styles. There's been a lot of ladies coming in from different places. I don't know what places it come from, but they've had, you know, whatever they got done to their hair has fallen out, or they've had the alopecia or whatever. And I've made protective style wigs and stuff to help them grow their hair. And they love it. They just
amazing. So for those who are maybe considering, and it's so funny, I have to share this article with you, but there was a young lady that recently patented a natural hair care product, and she had made a statement about how people make referencing or going back to natural hair when really and truly you have your natural hair. It's really coming out of the chemicals.
Right.
And we have the tendency to speak and say that when it's really the reverse. So, Nicole, how long have you been providing natural hair care, you know, in the community?
Well, here in Douglasville, in the community, probably since we started here. Because I've always...
Okay, well, how long have you been doing natural hair? That's probably my better question. How long have you been doing
natural
hair?
Since I was a little girl. I never played with baby dolls. I've always played with the Barbie dolls, with the head Barbie dolls where you just do the hair.
Exactly. You have a little butt baby head.
My mom was a professional hairstylist, so I got it from her. So I've always done, you know, and she's from a mixed family, so she never knew how to do our hair. So I just, you know, picked up on it, and I've been doing hair ever since. It just came natural to me.
Amazing. So hair is in the blood, family line. So
yes.
For you, what is it that you think, outside of what Janet has stated about you got next, you know, what should somebody expect if they're coming in to have services done with you?
Well, when I do hair, I always consultate the client about their hair before I even do it. You know, they tell me, can I get this style? And, you know, if I don't feel like the style is right, I'll try to consultate them on the style. And, you know, if they want, you know, braids or some type of braids, I let them know, no, don't get this because it might pull your hair out. You'll have no edges, you know, just different things like that. I try to save the hair instead of, you know, just, so I'm not for the money, I'm for the love of the art that I do.
I heard that. Well said, honey. So I think, you know, if anything else, you guys have your bases very much covered. You know, if you would, share with us and our listening audience your social media handles, how they can reach you, how they can find you online, or, you know, whatever context of communication that you guys have.
We have on Instagram is Janet is jrock31 at Instagram.com. I am it_butter_baby44 at Instagram. And I'm also on Facebook and Twitter, the same name, but a Nicole Conley on Facebook. We're under You Got Next Barbershop on the Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And she's on Janet Maynard, also on Facebook.
Awesome. And as far as barbers, are you guys looking for barbers right now? Are you open to allowing other barbers to come in?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't know if you want to give Janet that mic, but just let people know how they can maybe get in contact with you guys, or, you know, what options, opportunities they may lie as far as employment right now.
Believe it or not, I do not know our phone number by heart, but our phone number, our business number is 678-483-5098. Janet's number, her personal number, is 404-259-0977. And my personal number is 704-616-8000. 8719.
Awesome. So I'm going to make it safe to say that you guys are open for more barbers.
Yes, we're open for more barbers. We're looking for five more barbers, and possibly I'm looking for some natural hairstylists.
Okay, awesome. I'm going to make sure we post that information onto our website. And today has been amazing, guys. This has been a great show. We have had an opportunity to really touch on a lot of things, and I think it's important that people hear about people's visions and how you can really take what it is that you desire and bring it to life. And I think you guys have done a wonderful job. I know that you guys recently did a photo shoot. Yes. So
yes.
I'm excited about seeing the new pictures, you guys posting those things and your growth. And we just want to make sure you stay with us. And for all our listening audience, loudmouthradio.com, you can listen to this show in archives. If you have not heard it from the beginning, it will be available for download and on demand in less than 10 minutes. And as always, you can find us on Stitcher Radio, which we're in over 5 million in-car dashboard systems on Stitcher. So you can have a phone, tablet, computer. You easily can pull us up there. iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Loud Mouth Radio Network. Find us, favor us, follow us. And we're also on Spreaker, iHeart. So make sure you favor our channel and tell a friend and get connected. And if you're looking for an opportunity to expose your business further, T-Time, which is an acronym for the Entrepreneurial Academy, is lining up new shows each and every week. So we want to get your business platform and get more insight about who you are, what you're doing, how people can connect with you. Make sure you connect with us at 706-363-3895. And Janet, Nicole, I want to tell you guys thank you. This has been an amazing show.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And if anything else, we want to make sure that we post out there for those who are looking for a professional atmosphere to maybe further their barbering career over to You Got Next. And you can find them and reach them at 404-259-0977. And we thank you. We're going to conclude this broadcast. And as always, it's a blessing to be on air. We want to thank all of our media partners, again, for being a part of this broadcast each and every week. You can find us online at loudmouthradio.com directly. And I think
I appreciate you having me on.
No problem. I appreciate you guys. And we shall talk soon.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye.
And we're going to give Jermaine Jones out in Colorado Springs a little airplay with his track, Oxygen.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
Bubba Max, located at 5620 Fairburn Road in Douglasville, Georgia, serving up the best Philly steaks, wings, burgers, and salads in the Douglasville area since 1997. Open 7 days a week right off the interstate of I-20 at exit 37 next door to Pizza Hut. be sure to visit them online at bubblemax.com. Once you go Max, there's no turning back.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Carolyn McKenzie. I'm founder and president of Mental Health in the African American Community. Suicide claims about 40,000 lives every year in the United States. Traditionally, African Americans have felt that suicide wasn't as much of a problem as it is in other communities. However, a pattern has emerged among African Americans that could contradict reports of low suicide rates among blacks. Mental Health in the African American Community is a national nonprofit organization based in Stockbridge, Georgia. I started this agency because my niece had a mental breakdown and stabbed me and killed herself. We are doing something. Every Monday night, we have an open discussion called Let's Talk About It. Please come check us out at 125 Eagles Landing Parkway, Suite 121B in Stockbridge, Georgia. For more information, call 770-873-4496. That's 770-873-4496. Or visit our website, mhiaac.org, mhiaac.org.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.